How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The free beer and hot wings show free clip of the day.
You know that time when you call into a customer service place and boy, it drives me crazy when you know you can't do it with their automated system, but it makes you try anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're calling to a bank or whatever it might be, and they're like, all right, press one, and now tell me how I can help you. Customer service. And it says, you said customer service. Now give me all your account information. And then you give it to it, and then it says, an hour later, let me transfer you to customer service.
Sometimes.
And then when it finally does, then the customer service person says, all right, can I get the date of birth? And then
they ask all the same questions.
I'm like, why does that? And then they always say the same thing. I don't know. It's pretty dumb, right? Yeah, it is.
It
now
is
I'm mad at you.
Really,
some of them
really
have gotten smart, though, when because it used to be the hack was you either hit zero or you say customer service when prompted to say something, and it would just transfer you to customer service. But I think a lot of them, like, they figured out that people figured that out.
Yes.
So they intentionally made it more complicated.
Oh,
I know. I can't transfer you to customer service until I know what
the worst is. The ones where it's only voice activated. So, like, I think it was United or American. One of them had that on their plane. So, if, like, I was on a flight that had a delay, and so I needed to call customer service from the plane. Well, then it would say, say your problem right now, but it would pick up everyone on the plane because everybody's doing it, and you were basically paralyzed. And then, I'm frustrated now.
Mm-hmm.
My wife said the only time I ever seem like a crazy person is when I'm on the phone with customer service.
Representative!
Oh, man.
Yeah. Put someone on the phone!
Yeah, give me somebody.
I'm a spaz.
You called, I don't know who you called.
Friday?
Somebody on Friday from in here, and you don't get like that often.
She was giving me the runaround.
She definitely was, but mm-hmm. you were doing the, like, there's a certain tone. We all have that certain tone where go from being reasonable to completely unreasonable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in your defense, your unreasonable
I started
tone
out polite.
Was very reasonable.
Yeah, it's very
in that
reasonable.
Situation.
But that's when
I
Raver starts
understand.
Using the word ma'am.
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 Excuse. Explain to me, ma'am.
That did happen, didn't it?
Uh-huh. I've heard that. Yeah.
That one stuck with you, too, because you got off the phone, and normally all it takes is a little, like, boy, you really showed her or something to kind of bring you back.
You said something like that, and then I started ranting, walking around the room yelling at things. I did get some answers, though. Turns out they were duplicating charges.
Ah.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that it was... you should have paid $2, but they billed you for $4, right?
No, not quite.
Yeah.
There's still some work to be done on
similar
that.
Similar ratio, but...
Thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Of pointless charges.
Oopsie doopsie.
Yes, of something that we probably could have just ignored, and nothing would have happened.
Probably, yeah.
He's ranting again.
She said, later she left me a voicemail, and she said, yeah, it looks like we did overcharge you. We've had a lot of different people going in and out of the company.
What's that got to do with anything?
Yeah.
Not my problem. Sounds like your problem.
Yeah, well, we're digging further into that today. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that here, though. I want to be able to yell in peace. Let's get to this. This is not how I sounded on Friday talking to that person. But it wouldn't have taken long for me to get from where I was to this lunatic zombie lady screaming.
Ma'am, there isn't any reason for me to... Ma'am.
Oh, my God.
No, there's your personal foul language. I said supervisor, now!
Whoa.
Okay, ma'am. Wow. All right.
No!
Okay.
No!
Okay, give me...
No! Don't say another word to me! No!
I'm going to put you on hold, ma'am.
You're going to blow out a vocal cord doing that,
yeah.
Lady. You got to pipe down just a little bit. I was waiting for her to go, give me back my son.
Right? That customer service lady did a good job. I mean, it would have been reasonable for her to hang up on her.
Yeah,
but you know
sure.
exactly what she was doing, because the woman was saying, put me on hold right now, get me to a customer or get me to a manager now. And she was doing that thing that pisses all of us off when they do the, okay, ma'am, I'm going to. Just 1 second. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was.
I'm going to do it right.
I mean, good for her. I would have trolled that lady too. Yeah. Or that lady, the customer service person, probably would have trolled me and it would have worked on me too. Mm-hmm.
I had only one situation where I mildly embarrassed myself. I've never screamed at somebody like that, God, because it always says,
no,
this is being recorded. So that terrifies me. And I've worked in situations before where our software allows you to put notes in for clients, whether it's over the phone mm-hmm. or in person, so you can tell if this is somebody who's difficult when their profile pops up. Mm-hmm. So I've never wanted to be that person, but there was a TV company that put some crazy like $400 charge for equipment that I didn't order. So I called them and I had to go through giving them my first and last name, my birth date, my last four, my social security, the billing zip code, and then my special phone password just so I could get into my account. Mm-hmm. And all I needed to do was cancel the transaction because clearly somebody had put that on my account.
I made a mistake.
However, I just had to answer 5 secret questions about myself to get there. Mm-hmm. So how did that other person who put that on my account get there? And that's the only question.
You feel
question
it rising
really
up
had.
Inside you right now?
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I just answered 5 questions through your automated service, and then you get on the phone with me, and now I got 5 more questions to answer, same exact ones. Mm-hmm. And now my only question for you is, how the hell did this $400 charge get on my account if I didn't have to answer 10 questions beforehand? And the lady was like, I don't know. I was like, that's a problem.
Right. Yeah. I have a bad problem of trying to make the customer service person admit that it's stupid.
Yeah. And then I felt bad. I'm like, you didn't do this to me, lady.
Well, I'll say, I know it's not your fault, but can you just confirm with me that this is a stupid program that they have?
Mm-hmm. Like, this procedure sucks.
This is dumb, right? We both know it. Let's both say it's dumb at the same time. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3. It's dumb. You didn't say it. Let's do it again. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what that proves, but for some reason, it makes me feel better. Feel better. And then I finish, and I look over at Kayla, and she's looking at me like,
when you
"How'd
finish,
that go?"
Yeah, well,
when you finish,
you
and Kayla looks
do.
Over at you and laughs and asks how that goes. Is that something you're used to?
It's not just the customer service.
How's that working out?
How's that working out for you?
How'd that go?
That only gut.
That kind of happened yesterday. You got kind of happened. I'm not going to say any more, but I just want you to know that hit pretty close to a nerve just now.
Is this it? Are we done at the end?
Well, nice try, champ.
Just didn't seem like a lot.
Yeah. A for effort.
Not everyone's a home run there, sport.
Yeah.
Canada.
All right, Tiger.
Not everybody gets a home base at the same time. It's okay.
Still home plate.
Yeah.
Home plate.
Still, yeah, that's what they say.
In Canada, their health administration or whatever.
Yeah. I got on the first plate yesterday.
In Canada, okay. They released some.
You say it like that, and I sound stupid. Okay, yeah. Always too far.
Yeah. And Kelly knows how to make a touch goal.
I know.
She was an athlete in college.
Yeah, big time.
I went to college. What?
She scored all the points in the 5th quarter.
I didn't know that the cosmetology school had tennis.
Being a hairdresser is a real sport.
It's a real job and it takes real training. They also, most hairdressers also know home plate.
You almost did it.
In my head.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.